Should the Dallas Citizens Police Review Board get more power to review the actions of officers accused of wrongdoing? Members of the Dallas City Council's Public Safety Committee today heard a proposal to change the way the board operates. As KEI's Christopher Connolly reports, the meeting unveiled deep gulfs in what people want.
Dallas formed the board in the 80s to provide civilian oversight and review police department investigations of improper officer conduct. Police Chief Renee Hall told the council that from the moment she arrived in 2017, it was clear that many Dallas residents didn't have much faith in the board's ability to improve policing.
It is our responsibility as police department to listen. And that voice got louder and louder every meeting that I had.
Hall said she's been talking with community activists, with police officer associations, and with members of the review board about how to make it effective. The changes she proposed at the meeting, she said, were a compromise. They include shrinking the number of board members, giving them more training and a budget to hire staff and investigators, and giving the board broader authority to investigate and review internal investigations of alleged officer misconduct.
I believe that we have to move this city forward. I believe we have to build a bridge that allows us to unite. I think this is the way we do that, and I think we need to move forward.
As soon as Hall wrapped up her presentation, it was clear this compromise wasn't winning enthusiastic support from community groups, from rank-and-file cops, or from the council members themselves.
These are all bad ideas.
Councilman Philip Kingston said the review board is structurally incapable of doing real oversight, and Chief Hall's proposals leave it still relatively toothless.
Well, the changes that are being proposed here today, I think, are very wrongheaded, and I will not be supporting any of them.
Most of the council members do want to see the board reformed, or were at least open to the idea. But Councilmember Ricky Callahan said he thinks there's enough police oversight already between the department's internal affairs process, civil and criminal courts, and the review board as it is.
Somehow, it always seems to work out. You know, justice does not always prevail, but most of the time it does. But it's the best we got. It's a human system.
The council chamber was packed with people, though they were split on the idea of increasing police oversight. And after the meeting ended, tensions between the two sides erupted into shouting.
But again,
there is no place for hatred in the city of Dallas.
Members of a coalition of left-leaning community activist groups that have been working to reform the board clashed with members of the right-wing group Citizens Matter, who'd come to oppose the changes. Dallas Police Association President Mike Mata says the whole process has been divisive.
Look what's happening over here. You got people yelling at each other. They're not talking to each other. They're not listening to each other. They're yelling at each other. Nothing gets solved that way.
Mata says he's fine with many of the proposals, but worries a strengthened board could leave officers accused of wrongdoing stuck between two investigations, one by Internal Affairs and one by the Review Board. Diane Benjamin from Citizens Matter says more oversight will push more police officers out of the city, worsening an already bad shortage.
Who are these people telling our police officers how to perform their jobs? We're handcuffing them, we're paralyzing our police officers, and we're not giving them the opportunity to do their work at their own life's risk.
Changa Higgins from the Dallas Community Police Oversight Coalition says the push to reform the review board isn't anti-police. His coalition has been working with Chief Hall on the recommendations, but Higgins says what she presented at the meeting was unexpected and underwhelming.
We don't want to go back in and just have a rebrand and a redesign of what we already have. We want to make real transformative change, and that's why we are standing firm with our oversight coalition plan that we've been working and talking with all the city stakeholders for the past year.
The full city council is slated to review the proposed changes in March, but after concerns expressed by council members, community groups, and board members, a postponement seems likely. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.